Good evening. Merry Christmas. Are you enjoying dinner with your family or friends? Are you out and about on the road? If you are working tonight, if you are an EMT, a police officer, my son Isaiah is a police officer and always works on holidays. If you are working to keep our world safe, thank you. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays from Delilah.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. The Frosty the Snowman was as live as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I fell away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. Because old Frosty the Snowman, he had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
Miriam, welcome. What can I do for you?
Honestly, I had never listened to your show before, and I really liked when you were talking about family. So I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite part about just, you know, having people around you, like during the holidays, and how do you think you deal with just like being around more people than usual?
If you don't listen to me very much, then you wouldn't know this, but I am never not around a lot of people because I have 15 children and 22 grandchildren.
That's amazing.
But the holidays are even more people because we usually have like 30 or 40 people for Christmas.
That's how it is with my family too. We usually have around like 40 to 50 people. And this year, a couple of my cousins can't make it. So I'm kind of sad almost to be missing like those extra 10 to 15 people, you know?
So what's your favorite part of the holidays?
Honestly, I just love having everybody in one place at one time. I think I see a lot of my family regularly, but I don't think that I see everybody together at once except on the holidays. And that's something I'm so thankful for because the dynamic is different.
It is very different. Now, do you guys play games and things like that? We always play games at the dinner table after we eat.
We definitely play lots of games. So my cousin and I were on the phone earlier, and we have this book of quotes that we've like written down over the years of just like silly things that each of us has said, and we were deciding to, you know, play a guessing game because we've kind of forgotten who said what, so we're going to play who said what.
Oh, I'm glad you found my show. I'm glad you're listening, and I think from now on you should make it a holiday tradition because, you know, we kind of go all out for the holidays here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so thankful to have found you, Delilah. Thanks for picking up. I didn't know this was a thing.
All right. Thank you for calling. Have a great holiday.
You too. Oh,
have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Oh.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Golden days of yore, faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang the shining star upon the highest bough.
Better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosts, marshmallows for toast, and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Tonight's letter comes from Jacob. Jacob, you have no idea how this letter has touched my heart or helped to restore my faith. He says, my mom adopted my two sisters and me 12 years ago, and now I'm 16. My biological mother put us through a great deal. I remember being stuck in a hot car while my bio mom went in and got drunk. I remember my preschool had to take me to the hospital because I was so sick and my mom wouldn't. One day, she left us at daycare, and then she never came back. My mom now, a wonderful woman named Kathy, is everything that I could ever want, and I am such a proud mama's boy. And that brings me to this dilemma. My school allows me to take a leave of absence for a month or two because of our family financial difficulties. Do you think that this is an opportunity in which I could pursue a job and try to help my mom? My mom is in college trying to get back on her feet. Do you think that this would hurt me educationally? Please help Delilah. I'm really between a rock and a hard place, from Jacob. Jacob, I will have my mother Delilah's words of wisdom coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
100.1 KZST.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. Sometimes
Christmas, baby. You know I still love you. Merry Christmas, baby. You know I always love you. I want to spend each and every Christmas saying Merry Christmas to you. Love you, baby.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
even more.
do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You
tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young man, a 16-year-old named Jacob, who's asking should he take a leave of absence from high school to pursue a job to help his mom out financially. She was there for him when he was abandoned and abused, and she adopted him. Jacob, here's what I would say. I would do what I did at 16, which is go to school during the day and get a part-time job a few hours a night. In that way, you can help relieve some of the financial stress from your mom's shoulders, and you can finish your education. Because if you stop school to get a full-time job, chances are you'll never go back to school. And chances are whatever little money you're going to make isn't really going to make that big of an impact. So the negative impact on your education is much greater than the positive impact of bringing in minimum wage. That said, why not go to school either full-time or half-time, and then get a part-time job so that you can pay for the things you need, your cell phone or gas money if you're driving or helping out with your siblings. But please don't put your entire education on hold, because that's not going to be good for you, and that's not something your mother would encourage you to do.
No matter how far home, sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
There's no place like home for the holidays. When you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million